Welcome to Zikun Daf Siman Ram Gold. Hi, Anthony Mazekas Nazir, Daf Nun Zayin. The beginning of the 8th parak, Shnei Nazirim. So the three tabs are going to focus on number one. The 8th parak begins. Shnei Nazirim, Sha'amel Hin Echod, Re'isi Echum Mechem Shenidma, Ve'in Yodei Ez Mechem. Two Nazirim to whom someone said, I saw one of you become Tamei, but I do not know which. They both shave at the end of 30 days, and together bring the karbonus of a Nazir Tamei and a Nazir Tahor. And each says, Imani Hu Tamei, Karbon Tumah Sheli, Ve'Karbon Tahor Shelcha. If I'm the tummy one, the carbon for tumah is mine, and the carbon for tahar is yours. V'im ani hu atahor, carbon tahar shali, but carbon tumah shalcha. And if I'm the tahar one, the carbon for tahar is mine, and the carbon for tumah is yours. The true nazir has thus completed his obligation, and the nazir tame begins his nazirah's term. After 30 days, they jointly bring karbanas for a nazir tahar, and stipulate that the karbanas should be assigned to whomever is the current nazir tahar. Point number two, the Gemara asks why the two Nazirim are treated as Tame out of doubt. All laws of Safek Tuma are derived from the laws of Sota. Masota Boel v'Nivelus, just as with the Sota, there are the adulterer and adulteress present. Afkol Safek Tuma v'Rishus Yachid k'gon de'ikabei trei. So too every Safek Tuma in Rishus Yachid is ruled stringently when there are only two people present. But here the two Nazirim and this witness standing near them make three people. Havli Safek Tuma v'Rishus Arabim. It's a doubtful Tuma in Rishus Arabim, which is ruled leniently. Rabbi Bar Chana answered, Ba'omer Isi Tuma Shenizor k'benechem. It's speaking where he says, I saw Tuma thrown between you, but was not near them. So it's considered that they were standing in Rishus Yachid. Rav Ashi adds that the Mishnah, which implies that he never knew who became Tamei, supports his explanation. Tosos adds that although it's a Rishus Yachid, they are not both rendered Tamei with certainty, as is usually the rule, because it's impossible that they both become Tamei, so each remains Tamei out of doubt. And point number three, Rav Huna said, Hamanki vasakatan hayru chayiv. One who rams the corners of a miner's head is chayiv from Malkus. Rav Ada Bar Ava said to him, V'didach man magoekohon, and who shaves your children? It was common practice during his time that children had their heads shaved, including their temples. When Rav Huda said it was his wife Chova, Rav Ada responded, Tikbarin and Chova Levanel, does Chova want to bury her children? He held that since hakafa of minors is forbidden, it would be equally prohibited for a woman to do so. The Gemara writes that during Rav Ada's lifetime, Rav Huna's children did not survive. Their positions are explained. Rav Huna holds that since hakafa is written near the prohibition to destroy one's beard, he darshans, Koshi Yeshua Hashkasa Yeshua Hakafa. Anyone who is subject to the prohibition to destroy their beard is subject to the prohibition to round the corners of their heads. Women who do not have the form of prohibition are not subject to the prohibition of hakafa, even of a man's head. Rav Ada holds, Echod Amakiv Ve'echod Anikah Pemashma. Both the one rounding and the one whose head is being rounded are implied by the prohibition, which teaches that wherever the one being shaved is exempt, such as a minor, it's permitted for an adult to perform the shaving. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the 8th parak begins. Shnei Nazirim Sha'amel Hin Echod, Re'isi Echum Mechem Shenidma Ve'in Yodei Ez Mechem. Two Nazirim to whom someone said, I saw one of you become Tamei, but I do not know which. They both shave at the end of 30 days and together bring the karbanas of a nazir tamei and a nazir tahor. And each says, Imani hu tamei, karban tuma shali, ve karban tahor shalcha. If I'm the tamei one, the karban for tuma is mine and the karban for tahor is yours. V'imani hu atahor, karban tahor shali, ve karban tuma shalcha. And if I'm the tahor one, the karban for tahor is mine and the karban for tuma is yours. The true nazir has thus completed his obligation and the nazir tamei begins his nazirah's term. After 30 days, they jointly bring karbanas for a nazir tahor and stipulate that the karbanas should be assigned to whomever is the current nazir tahor. Point number two, the Gemara asks why the two Nazirim are treated as Tame out of doubt. All laws of Safek Tuma are derived from the laws of Sota. Masota Boel v'Nivelus, just as with the Sota, there are the adulterer and adulteress present. Afkol Safek Tuma v'Rishus Yachid k'gon de'ikabei trei. So too every Safek Tuma in Rishus Yachid is ruled stringently when there are only two people present. But here the two Nazirim and this witness standing near them make three people. Havli Safek Tuma v'Rishus Arabim. It's a doubtful Tuma in Rishus Arabim, which is ruled leniently. Rabbi Bar Chana answered, Ba'omer Re'isi Tuma Shenizor k'benechem. It's speaking where he says, I saw Tuma thrown between you, but was not near them. So it's considered that they were standing in Rishus Yachid. Rav Ashi adds that the Mishnah, which implies that he never knew who became Tamei, supports his explanation. Tosos adds that although it's a Rishus Yachid, they are not both rendered Tamei with certainty, as is usually the rule, because it's impossible that they both become Tamei, so each remains Tamei out of doubt. And point number three, Rav Huna said, Hamanki vasakatan hayru chayiv. One who rams the corners of a miner's head is chayiv from Malkus. Rav Ada Bar Ava said to him, V'didach man magoekohon, and who shaves your children? It was common practice during his time that children had their heads shaved, including their temples. When Rav Huda said it was his wife Chova, Rav Ada responded, Tikbarin and Chova Levanel, does Chova want to bury her children? He held that since hakafa of minors is forbidden, it would be equally prohibited for a woman to do so. The Gemara writes that during Rav Huna's lifetime, Rav Huna's children did not survive. Their positions are explained. Rav Huna holds that since Hakafah is written near the prohibition to destroy one's beard, he darshans, Kol sheyesh lo hashchasa yesh lo hakafah. Anyone who is subject to the prohibition to destroy their beard is subject to the prohibition to round the corners of their heads. Women who do not have the form of prohibition are not subject to the prohibition of hakafah, even of a man's head. Rav Ada holds, Echod amakiv ve'echod anikah b'mashma. Both the one rounding and the one whose head is being rounded are implied by the prohibition, which teaches that wherever the one being shaved is exempt, such as a minor, it's permitted for an adult to perform the shaving. All right, so now we got our siman daf nun zayin, and our standard siman relates to a nose, and we use Pinocchio to make the siman more distinct. So Pinocchio is the siman. So here goes. The puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become tame had a funny twist when he claimed that he was off in the distance as the tomb was thrown between them, and ended sadly with Pinocchio's mother shaving his head and then burying him. Once again, slow motion. The puppet show that started with Pinocchio, that must be more on daf nun zayin, nose. The puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become tame, which reminds us the eighth parak addresses what is done in a case when there are two Nazirim and someone said, I saw one of you become tame, but I don't know which. How do they proceed to bring their karbanas? So the puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become tame had a funny twist when he claimed that he was off in the distance as the tomb was thrown between them, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why is this not a case of Safek Tumah in Rishus HaRabim, given the presence of the witness, which would make them three people? And answers, the case is speaking where the aide says, I saw Tumah thrown between you, but was not near them, so it's considered that they were standing in Rishus HaYachid. So, the puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become tame had a funny twist when he claimed that he was off in the distance as the tomb was thrown between them, and ended sadly with Pinocchio's mother shaving his head and then burying him. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses disputes about cutting payas of a minor and a woman's cutting someone's payas. Rav Huna holds that since a kaf is written near the prohibition to destroy one's beard, he darshans, kosh yeshua hashkasa yeshua hakafa. Anyone who is subject to the prohibition to destroy their beard is subject to the prohibition to round the corners of their heads. Women who do not have the form of prohibition are not subject to the prohibition of a kaf, even of a man's head. Rav Ada holds, echod amaki ve'echod anika b'mashma. Both the one rounding and the one whose head is being rounded are implied by the prohibition, which teaches that wherever the one being shaved is exempt, such as a minor, it's permitted for an adult to perform the shaving. The Gemara relates how Rav Huna's wife, Chova, who cut her son's hair, ended up burying her sons. So once again, the puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become tame had a funny twist when he claimed that he was off in the distance as the tomb was thrown between them, and then ended sadly with Pinocchio's mother shaving his head and then burying him. All right, so now it's time for our four Baba Chazara. Daf Nun Gimel. So the simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nazir who didn't become Tame by being in the same room with the scary, hairy Nigerian prince, that must be on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nazir who didn't become Tame by being in the same room with the scary, hairy Nigerian prince holding a quarter cup of bones and a ravias of blood, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an early machlokes about the volume of bones and blood for Tumah through an Ohel, and our Mishnah and the Mishnah and Ohels reflect a later compromise. The basin after them said, a chetzi cup of bones and a chetzi log of blood are sufficient for all Tumah, but a quarter cup of bones and a ravias blood are sufficient only to be Metame, Truma, and Kadshim. Avalola Nazva Osa Pesach, but not for a Nazir to require shaving, although he's Tamei, or one performing a Karban Pesach. The Mishnah follows this position because it's a tradition received from Chagai Zachariah and Malachi. So the Nazir who didn't become Tamei by being in the same room with a scary, hairy Nigerian prince holding a quarter cup of bones and a ravias of blood as a limb with insufficient flesh to regenerate was lying on the floor, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Memtes on base taught that only a limb with sufficient flesh to regenerate is Metamei through Ohel. About limbs with insufficient flesh, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein a Nazir megalech alehen, a Nazir would not shave because of them, even through touching or caring, and they do not commit to him at all. Rish Lakish says, HaNazir Megaleach Alehen, HaNazir Mashe because of them, meaning they do transmit Tumah through touching or caring, which is derived on the next daf. So the Nazir who didn't become Tamei by being in the same room with a scary, hairy Nigerian prince holding a quarter cup of bones and a ravis of blood as a limb with insufficient flesh to regenerate was lying on the floor, accidentally formed an ohel over a corpse holding a sword as he ran out and stepped out onto a field, which reminds us. Our Braisa teaches about the pasuk which states, and whoever touches on the open field the body of one killed by a sword, or any corpse. It darshens each phrase to teach what is metame through oel. Opnei hasada, on the open field, zehamayo opnei hames. This refers to one who forms an oel over a corpse. Cherev harze kachala, sword, teaches that the sword is metame like the body, meaning it can be metame with oel and impart the same degree of tuma as a corpse. Daf Nun Dal is the simmer. Daf Nun Dal, it is noodles, and we often use a pasachef. So here goes. The hairy pasachef nazir, pasachef, that must be on Daf Nun Dal, noodles. The hairy pasachef nazir, who was thrilled he didn't have to shave for passing through a base of pras, where he touched a kli that touched a maze, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists sources of tumah that a nazir would not shave for contracting from them, either because their tumah is the rabbanon or because they're excluded. Including the list are schachos and pros, tumah transmitted from canopies or protrusions, a base of pras, a field in which a grave was plowed over and is rabbinically tame, eretz ha'amin, the land of the nations, which is metame, a gol of a dofik, the cover or walls of a coffin, the kelim enogim and mace, and kelim that touch a corpse. So, the hairy pasachef nazir, who was thrilled he didn't have to shave for passing through a base of pras where he touched a kli that touched a maze, sat down to eat a bowl of noodles under a canopy formed by a tree branch and a stone protrusion from a wall. Which reminds us, the Gemara defines schachos and pros. Schachos, ilan ha-mesach ha-arts. It's when a tree hangs over the ground, the tumah is under one of the branches, which is a tefachim width, creating an oel, but it's unknown which branch. Pros are protrusions extending out of a wall. Segments of stone extend out from a wall at a tefachim width and length, and the tumah is under one identified protrusion. One who passes under one of these branches or stone protrusions is rabbinically tameh, which does not require nazir to shave. So the hairy pasachef nazir was thrilled he didn't have to shave for passing through a base of pras where he touched a kli that touched a maze, sat down to eat a bowl of noodles under a canopy formed by a tree branch and a stone protrusion from a wall during his trip to Chutzlarts, where tumah was decreed because of its airspace. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks about the nature of the tumah of land outside of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz ha'ami mishuma avir gazra aleh, did they decree tumah on the land of the nations because of its airspace to discourage people from leaving Eretz Yisrael? Or dilma mishum gusha gazra aleh, or perhaps they decreed it because of its soil out of concern for unknown graves. A nafkamina would be where one entered the airspace while protected from the tumah of the soil, such as in a large container, which does not contract tumah. Daf Nun Hey, so the simmer Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The import of hairy speed limit signs, that must be more in Daf Nun Hey. The importer of hairy speed limit signs who came to Chutzlarts in a carriage, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three alternative explanations in the Machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda, in the case of one who enters Eretz Ha'amim, the land of the nations, in a carriage trunk or closet, which are impervious to tumah. So the importer of hairy speed limit signs who came to Chutzlarts in a carriage pulled out a sign when he saw a trunk full of utensils whizzing through the airspace over a corpse, not acting as an ohel, which reminds us, the Gemara refutes the explanation that the Machlokas was whether one holds ohel zaruk shmei ohel, whether a moving ohel is considered an ohel, proving the Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is not considered an ohel, for he ruled in a case of a trunk full of utensils being thrown over a corpse, that they are tame. So the import of hairy speed limit signs who came to Chutzlarts in a carriage pulled out a sign when he saw a trunk full of utensils whizzing through the airspace over a corpse not acting as an ohel, which was thrown by a nazir who was upset that his days of confirmed saras do not count towards his short naziras. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a metzora's days of counting and days of confirmed saras are not counted towards his naziras. Rav Chisda qualifies this. They only taught this regarding a short naziras, but for a lengthy naziras, the saras days are also counted towards his naziras. They do not count for his short naziras simply because the metzora must shave his entire body at the end of his tahara process, and a nazir must have a 30-day growth of hair to complete his naziras. Rav Sharavia challenges him from our Mishnah, and Rav Chisda is refuted on the following daf. Daf Nun Vav. So the simmer Daf Nun Vav is a shusher and shul going nu nu. So here goes. The shusher, that must be more in Daf Nun Vav, a shusher and shul going nu nu. The shusher was agitated by the nazir metzora bemoaning his fate that his days of a confirmed saras do not count towards his long naziras, which reminds us, after successfully challenging Rav Chisda's ruling that the days of a metzora can count towards a lengthy naziras, Ravashi poses another challenge from a brice which derives that a confirmed metzora's days do not count towards his naziras. If a nazir who declared naziras in a cemetery, whose hair is fit for shaving at the end of his naziris, because he does not shave for his tumah, in oinu min minyan, yet those days do not count for him, then confirmed days of a metzor, whose hair is not fit for shaving at the end of his naziris, since he must shave for his saras, is it not certainly so? So the Shushu was agitated by the Nazir Metzora, bemoaning his fate that his days of confirmed Saras do not count towards his long Nazirus, told the man next to him to shush, and only list the first and last names of the long list of teachers he was quoting, which reminds us, any teaching from a long line of sources, we say the first and last sources, but not the intermediate names. So the Shushu, who was agitated by the Nazir Metzora, bemoaning his fate that his days of confirmed Saras do not count towards his long Nazirus, told the man next to him to shush and only list the first and last names of the long list of teachers he was quoting. And then he went on to shush another who wanted to learn that a Nazir shaves on a Revius of blood from a Kal V'chomer from an Etzem Kisora, which reminds us Rabbi Kiva attempted to learn from an Etzem Kisora that a Revius of blood requires a Nazir to shave. When he presented his argument before Rabbi Yeshua, he responded, Yafa Marta El Ken Amru Halacha. You have spoken well, however, this is how the Halacha was said to Moshe at Har Sinai. The Gemara in the next off explains that since the requirement for a Nazir to shave based on bone tumor was taught as a Halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai, other applications could not be derived from it, even through a Kal V'chomer. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we have at Bryce which derives that a confirmed Metzora's days do not count towards his Nazirus? That's on Daf. Nun Vav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we have a case of two Nazirim and someone said, I saw one even become Tame, but I don't know which, and we discuss how they bring their Karbanas? That's on Daf. Nun Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you want a quarter cup of bones and a Revius of blood are sufficient only to be Matame Truman Kachim, but not for Nazir or one performing a Karban Pesach? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we have machlokes regarding cutting payas of a minor and a woman's cutting someone's payas? That's on Daf. Nun Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we have three alternative explanations in the machlokes regarding one who enters chutzlarts in a carriage trunk or closet? That's on Daf. Nun Hey. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we have a mission that lists sources of a tumah that a nazir would not shave for, such as going through a base of pras? That's on Daf. Nandal. Good. Number 7. Which definitely one Rabbi Kiva attempted to derive from a Kal V'chomer from Etzem Kisora that a Revius of blood requires a Nazir to shave? That's on Dav. Nandav. Good. Number 8. Which definitely does the Gemara define Schachos and Pros, canopies and protrusions? That's on Dav. Nandal. Good. Number 9. Which definitely does the Gemara discuss six cases which Rabbi Kiva ruled Tame and the Rabban ruled Tahor, and then Rabbi Kiva later retracted? That's on Dav. Nun base. Good. Number 10. Which of you in the case of the two Nazirim is considered a Suffolk Tuma Bereshuza Yachid because the aide who saw the Tuma thrown was off in the distance? That's on Daf. Nun Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. That's Rabbi Ram Goldham Zich wishing you a great day and great learning.